take a seesaw and if I were to add all the bacteria that exists on Earth today on the one side of the seesaw, and if I were to put all the humans alive today on another side of the seesaw, which side do you think would be heavier and go down?
The side where there are humans.
The side where there is bacteria. There are so many bacteria, even in our body and even in our environment, and also under the frozen land, there are so many more bacteria. So I think that their amount would overweigh us.
Smyan, why do you think humans would outweigh bacteria?
I actually changed my decision now. Because according to Pravit's judgment, of course there are more bacteria than humans. So I'll go with the bacteria goes down.
Each human would outweigh a bacteria by a very wide margin, right?
Yeah.
Despite that, you still think all the bacteria, if I pile them up, they'll outweigh all the humans?
Yes, because there are 8 billion humans on this planet and there might be like 800 trillion bacteria.
Y'all are both absolutely correct. The combined weight of all the bacteria on Earth outweighs that of the combined weight of all the humans by more than 1,000 times.
Wow!
Are you ready for one more seesaw question?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you collected all the insects on Earth and put them on one side of the seesaw and put all the humans on another side, which side do you think would be heavier?
Are butterflies and cockroaches also counted in that insects?
Yes.
I think insects.
Bingo, that is correct.
So the weight of all the insects combined is more than the weight of all the humans combined.
Yes, so if you collected all the butterflies and the cockroaches and the spiders and so many other insects, and if you put all the human beings on the other side, the insects would outweigh us 17 times. And on that note, let's go on ahead and introduce today's episode, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, you're listening to What's New Today, a kids and family podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about a very interesting science discovery that was published in a science journal recently. This is your host, Sangeeta, and I'm from India. In every episode, I'm joined by super curious young minds. And in this episode too, you've already heard two voices bubbling with a lot of energy.
Hi, I'm Pravit Mehta and I'm in fourth grade and almost 10 years old.
Almost 10? And I can see that you've lost a few teeth. So when did you begin losing your teeth?
When I was 8.
So what have you been doing with all the teeth that you've lost since you were 8?
The tooth fairy did not come only, so all my teeth are safely stored in one box.
You know, Pravit, there is a place in Sri Lanka where Buddha's teeth is kept very safely. And people from all over the world come to see it and maybe pray to it as well. So maybe you thought that when you grow up, you'll become someone famous and people might want to come and see your teeth. Is that why you've safely kept them all in a box?
No, I just wanted to see how many teeth I lost and be happy.
Very noble idea, being happy. On that note, on to our second young co-host for today.
Hello, I am Smyan Shetty. I study in fourth grade. I love to read. I am 10 years old and I live in Mumbai.
Welcome back, Smyan. How are you doing on the losing teeth front? Have you lost any?
I lost one premolar very recently.
Have you also been safely keeping all your teeth?
I have only kept my premolar yet.
Pravit and Smyan, three cheers. I hope you all continue to observe what happens to the teeth that you all are keeping in your box. So today's episode is also along the lines of our 20 questions game. I will read aloud the first two sentences of the research that the scientists did. After that, Pravit and Smyan can ask me any number of questions and they need to unravel what the researchers found out during the course of their study. Pravit, Smyan, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scientists calculated the total weight of all the living creatures on earth. So this includes humans, plants, bacteria, animals, wild animals, everything. They compared this with the total weight of everything that mankind has produced, which means these are the buildings, the bridges, it's whatever the factories have been producing, the shoes we wear, the furniture we have at home. All of these go inside the definition of what people have produced. So they took something like a big seesaw and put the weight of all the living creatures on one side, and they put the weight of everything that mankind has produced on the other side. So they did this computation for 1900, and they kept doing this computation for many years thereafter, right until now, and they have predicted something about what's going to happen to Earth in future. So we have to guess what they found out as a pattern from 1900 to now, and we have to guess what prediction the scientists made.
I think so that as we talked about, the bacteria already overweighs the humans and all living things. So I think with bacteria and even insects, I think that all living things weigh a lot more than human-made stuff.
Yeah. Because as Pravit said, if it overweighs humans, living things can easily overweigh the things that humans have made.
So that way even the Eiffel Tower falls in that.
Yes, it does.
We have been counting them from which year?
From 1900.
So the pyramids of Giza won't be counted.
No, what that means is, as of 1900, they would have taken the weight of everything that had been constructed and was standing right there on Earth till then. So that includes the pyramids of Giza, it includes the Great China Wall, the Taj Mahal, even the Eiffel Tower was built before 1900. So they'll include everything that had been built before that and was still there on Earth as of that date.
All the things that still exist now are counted.
Correct. So let's go back and first start by guessing what this sisa must have looked like in 1900. Which would have been heavier? Living things or all the man-made things?
The living things.
The living things.
Correct. So now what do you think this sisa would have looked like in 1950? Which would have been heavier?
Man-made stuff.
Man-made stuff.
Sorry.
I think so.
I meant living things.
Yes, Vyan, thankfully living creatures were still outweighing all that man had made by 1950 also. We now need to guess what pattern the scientists found. So, do you think they found that the weight of man-made stuff kept gradually increasing and the weight of all the living creatures was coming down?
Yes.
But I don't think it will
anytime way more than the amount of living things.
That's a very interesting point you just made now, Pravit, and that takes us to the second point. Scientists predicted that there's going to be a crossover year, a year during which the weight of everything that man has produced is going to equal the weight of every living creature on Earth. Remember, this includes all those bacteria. When do you think that would be?
After 250 years.
Somewhere around 2500.
In that case, I have some bad news.
Is it around like just like the gap is just around 150 years or 100?
No, I still have bad news.
50?
Let's just say you're getting hotter and closer.
25?
Mm-hmm.
5.
No.
1 year?
So, here's the bad news. We've already crossed that crossover year. It was in 2020.
What?
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How is that possible? Like,
yeah.
So, even the weight of all the heavy trees.
Smyan, you've hit the nail on the head. That was going to be the next point we had to talk about. Why do you think all of the man-made stuff was able to outweigh everything that was living, including the trees?
Well, earlier we were cutting trees to make new buildings.
Yes, so we are also hunting and poaching.
Bingo! So on the one side of the seesaw, we're taking away all the plants and wild creatures. On the other side, we're also adding. So, but here I want to remind us of how we started this whole discussion with weighing all the bacteria, which are really tiny, which are hardly any weight. But when you pile all of them up, they can outweigh humans. Just like that, there is something that human beings are producing in very large quantities, which is very lightweight, which we just discard. And that is also adding to the weight of all the man-made stuff. What are we talking about?
Plastic.
Waste. All the litter that humans are making, it can totally outweigh all the living things.
Wow, both of you are absolutely right. Now that brings us to the third and the last point of this research, which is about, again, think of a seesaw and you're going to be piling all the plastic that we have been producing and we continue to produce on the one side, and all the marine creatures, think blue whales and dolphins and sharks and everything else is there in the oceans on the other side, and scientists have made a prediction about that. What do you think that might be?
We are discarding plastic in the oceans, so that's causing death of fish. Means so much plastic can even outweigh the weight of blue whales.
Because of it's all because of the litter that humans are throwing around without even caring, without even having a second thought over it. We are reducing the marine life and increasing the plastic because when we are throwing all the plastic in the seas and oceans, sometimes it may be likely that the marine life may consume it, and by that they may die.
I think because we're also dropping oil and chemicals into the water, it gets mixed with the water and then fish drink it, and then it's...
Yeah.
So y'all are very right that on the one side of the seesaw, the weight of the marine creatures, the living creatures, is slowly going down, and the weight of all the plastic waste that we are throwing is slowly going up. We have not yet reached that crossover here. As of now, marine creatures still weigh more than the total weight of all the plastic, but that crossover year may just be another 15-20 years away. So what was very interesting to me when I read this was that on land, when we calculated the total weight of all the living creatures, and you compare that with the weight of all that man has made, which are these gigantic buildings and skyscrapers and bridges, that has started to outweigh that of the living creatures. But in water, it has just taken a huge pile of rubbish and plastic to outweigh all the marine creatures. So Smyan and Pravit, what was going on in your head as we were unraveling this story today?
I was feeling an emotion of shock.
I was shocked and kind of sad at the part where we discussed about the marine life dying.
Yes, and even the cutting of trees.
Yep, that's a little melancholic. But how about we perk up our moods? Shall we do quiz time? One question per head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the things that do not decay easily and they get thrown in the seas? If the marine life consumes it, they will die.
Plastic. My question is that what weighs more, the plants on earth or animals on earth?
Plants.
The last and the final question from me. As of 2024, if you took a seesaw and if you put all the man-made stuff on the one side and all the living creatures on the other side, which would weigh more?
The man-made stuff.
Man-made stuff.
Fantastic. Pravit, this was your first podcast recording with me. How did you find this experience?
Yes, I loved it.
I'm glad. Happy to hear that. On that note, Pravit, I know you've been listening to episodes on What's New Today quite regularly. Is there any one episode that you really liked and would like to recommend to our listeners?
I would like to recommend the one about the Israel-Palestine conflict and backstories of that region. The pharaohs were had first control about the Israel and Palestine land. At first, it was a Jewish country named Palestine. I completely knew that the British was supposed to be involved in that thing because, as you said, the British does what it knows best, fled away.
I'm very intrigued that a fourth grader is enjoying the history of the region, the Middle East region. Did you find the narrative easy to understand?
Yes, because I love history and geography. I already knew a little about that. So.
Wow. Smyan, anything that you wanted to recommend to our listeners, any episode?
That was also a 20 questions game where it was about a spy which was released by India.
That was a very interesting episode. We can't give away the rest of the ending, right? Who was a spy? Can we? Okay, so to our listeners, if you want to listen to the Israel-Palestine narrative or the story about the spy who was captured by India and later released, I'm leaving links to both of these episodes in the show notes below. I have a small request to all the listeners, What's New Today? If you'd like to support Team What's New Today and help us keep this ad-free and bring very high-quality content to children and families around the world, please do donate and support us. You can buy us a cup of coffee or you can buy us lunch, or if you feel even more generous, you can donate a larger sum of money, whatever you deem fit. I'm leaving a link to where you can donate in the show notes below. New episodes on What's New Today come out every Monday and Friday.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.